Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Glad to be here.
很高兴来到这里。
I guess this is the first time that I'm here this year.
这是我今年第一次来到这里。
So I wish you all a happy New Year, both the Western New Year and the Chinese New Year.
所以我祝大家新年快乐，无论是阳历的或者是农历的新年。
So today's passage talk about a covenant.
所以今天的经文提到一个盟约。
What is a covenant?
盟约是什么?
In the most basic level, it is talking about an oath-bound relationship between two or more parties.
最基本上呢，盟约就是讲一个两方或者是多方之间以誓言为约束的关系。
But we know how people look at these kind of a binding relationship these days.
但我们都知道现在的人是怎么看这种约束的约束。
One of the biggest business these days is these like loan settlement company.
有个很热门的行业是一个债务结算公司。
And that's their goal is to help people to break free from their agreement that they signed when they acquire a loan.
他们的功能是帮人摆脱他们的债务。
And we of course know about how the marriage covenant is being seen these days.
然后我们也了解像现在大家对于婚姻这个盟约是怎么看的。
The divorce rate has been lingering on around 50% for the past few decades.
离婚率已经将近到在最近几年已经到50%左右。
Today's passage is about covenant.
那今天的经文呢是讲盟约。
If you look at Like, depend on what version of the Bible that you have. Like, the topic, the title for chapter 15 is about God's covenant with Abram.
我不知道你所熟悉的经文是哪一个版本的。不过这个主题呢，这段的主题是写上帝与亚伯兰立约。
Is that this? No PowerPoint? Oh, okay. So, okay. I'll see how it goes. okay.Before I forget, I just want you guys to know that like, the passage sometimes refer to Abram, sometimes refer to Abraham.
我先要讲一下在这段经文里呢，有的时候是写亚伯拉罕，有的是说亚伯兰。
It's the same guy.
是，都是指同一个人。
Okay, now, this covenant that God established with Abram did not start in chapter 15.
这个神与亚伯兰所建立的盟约并不是第十五章开始的。
It started on chapter 12.
这是在创世纪十二章就开始的。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 together.
我们一起来读十二章第一、第二节。
It's go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing.
创世纪十二章一到二节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。”
So, from chapter 12 to chapter 15, where we are at now, a few things happened.
所以从创世纪十二章到十五章，就是我们今天所读的这一段呢，中间发生了一些事情。
And we also see that the first thing that God said to Abram is, "Fear not."
我们也看到神对亚伯拉罕所说的第一件事是不要惧怕。
So somehow that means that Abram is fearful.
所以这就表示，亚伯拉罕心里有惧怕。
Why was he fearful?
他为什么惧怕呢?
At the beginning of chapter 12, it says, "I will make of you a great nation."
在十二章的开头，说这经文是说，我必叫你成为大国。
That was a very exciting promise from God.
这是一个很令人兴奋的一个承诺。
That will be a great nation.
你会成为一个大国。
But at the same time, with a promise like this, it is also quite scary.
但同时这样子的一个承诺也会让人有一点害怕。
The first thing that he had to do is he had to leave his family. He has to go away. to leave the land that he was comfortable with.
首先，他必须要离开他的家乡，离开他熟悉的环境。
And he was no longer in a familiar surrounding.
他不再在熟悉的环境之间里面。
And if you remember, the Bible tells us that the first thing that he did was that he was in Egypt.
你们也记得，应该记得他刚开始第一个去的地方是去埃及。
And if you remember what he did there, it was horrible.
我不知道你记不记得他在埃及所做的是不是很好。
He was so worried about King Pharaoh would be interested in his wife.
他很担心法老会想要垂涎他的妻子。
So he said, "Why don't you tell him that you are just my sister?"
所以他就跟他的妻子说，你就说你是我妹妹好了。
Basically, he was so fearful that he said, "Yes, okay. If you want to take my wife, it's okay."
基本上他害怕的是说，如果你真的要我妻子，你就把她拿走吧，你就带去吧。
Just keep me safe.
我只要自己能够保命就好了。
Thankfully, God inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh's household so that Pharaoh would actually send him on his way.
幸好神让法老的家人患上重病，所以法老才让他们离开。
Now, after Egypt, what happened was that because of fighting between the workers, between him and Lot.
离开埃及之后，因为他和罗德，他们的工人仆人彼此之间有纠纷。
So the two of them had to be separated.
所以他们两个人就分手了。
And Lot was his nephew.
罗德是他的侄子。
It was the only relative other than his like immediate family that his wife that went with him.
是他除了他妻子之外唯一的亲戚。
So that is also difficult for him.
所以这对他来说也是蛮困难的。
He became more lonely.
他就等于是单独要面对这个旅程。
But soon after that, he realized that Lot was actually captured.By some of the kings in the area.
但之后呢，他发现罗德被当地的一些国王抓去了。
So he had to go and rescue him.
所以他必须去救他。
He succeeded in rescuing him.
他救罗德成功了。
But he also realized that the surroundings is quite dangerous.
但同时他也发现意识到四周充满了危机，充满了敌意。
And he knew that.He didn't make many friends in the process.
他也意识到他那时候他树立了许多的敌人。
So it's understandable for him to be in fear.
所以我们都可以了解他为什么会有惧怕。
As believers in Christ, in many ways we can say that we are in a similar place.
作为基督徒，我们可以想象到我们有的时候是有同样的感觉。
We are thankful for the promise of eternal life that God had given us.
一方面，我们很感激我们在我们有神所承诺的永生。
But as we look around, we can also be in fear and easily.
但我们有的时候四周看看，也会心里也会充满了恐惧。
I think when I was here last time, we talked about peace.
上次我来这里的时候，我们提到了平安。
But we also talk about how many things around us can lead us to be fearful.
但我们也谈到四周有多少的事能够让我们心中有恐惧。
There are so many violent acts happening around us in this country.
在这个国家，在我们四周有很多的暴力行为。
And since then, we saw more of that happening.
那从上次我来到现在，有发生了更多的暴力事件。
Just a couple of weeks ago, we saw one of the biggest churches in the country, was rocked by a woman who not only brought a gun to shoot people, next to her was her 7-year-old son.
就在几周之前，我们听到新闻里说，在一个很大的教堂 有一个妇女，她带了枪去到这个教会，而且她还带着她的七岁的儿子一起去。
And we may all still remember that a Taiwanese church in California also had this gun violence just last year.
我们也记得在去年一个台湾的教会有这种枪械的暴力行为。
And if you watch football, you know that just not too long ago that the Super Bowl champ Kansas City Chiefs in their victory parade that again there was a gun violence incident.
如果你看美式足球的话，你也知道不久前那个 Kansas 他们足球队在 Super Bowl 胜利的游行之中也有枪击事件。
In that incident, one person was killed.
在那个枪击事件里，有一个人死亡。
But 22 people were injured.
但有22个人受伤。
Half of those people were between the age of 6 to 16.
在那22人里面，其中有一半是只有6岁到16岁之间。
On that day, the children's hospital spokesperson talked about the mindset of the kids that were being sent to the hospital.
那天呢，在儿童医院的发言人是这样说的，他描述那时候到医院里面那些儿童的心情。
She said, "Fear, the one word I would use to describe what we saw and how they came to us was fear."
他说恐惧，我只能用一个词来描述我们看到的还有状况，那就是恐惧。
Kids.Are not supposed to be fearful.
儿童不应该有这种恐惧感的。
But that's the one word that she would use to describe them.
但是恐惧是这位发言人唯一能用的词。
We are living in a time of fear.
我们现在生活的时段就是一个恐惧的充满恐惧的时段。
But in addition to fear, we saw that Abraham also had doubts.
不过除了恐惧之外呢，我们也看到亚伯兰心里还有疑惑。
How did he respond to God when God told him fear not?
当神叫他不要惧怕的时候，他是如何反应的呢？
Let's read chapter 5, let's first 2 and 3 on the PowerPoint. Is the PowerPoint on? No? Oh, okay. Then I'll just read it then.It says, O Lord God, when will you give me? What will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir.
主耶和华呀，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Abraham was looking at the situation and looking at the reality that he saw.
那亚伯拉罕他观察了他的情况，观察了一下他的现实状况。
He was around 80 years old and his wife was around 10 years younger.
他大约是80岁上下，然后他的妻子大概比他小个10岁。
So despite God's promise, he said that like, I don't think I'm having a baby shower anytime soon.
虽然神是这样子应许他的，他知道说我大概不，我有一个 baby shower 的那个机会可能不太大。
So he said, but God, you made a promise to me.
可是他说，神，你给了我一个应许。
You probably don't know what you're talking about.
也许你不太清楚到底是这个我的状况是怎么样。
But I actually know what you're trying to tell me.
但是我想我了解你的意思。
So I will help you to solve the problem.
所以我来帮你这个圆这个矛盾。
It's a common practice at that time for someone that had no children to adopt a member of his household to become his children.
当时有一个普遍的习俗呢，就是如果一对夫妇没有孩子，他们会收养一个仆人作为继承人。
So God, you probably did not actually mean my own son.
所以神啊，你大概不是指我亲生的儿子吧
So you probably mean that I need to adopt someone from my household.
所以你的意思一定是我要领养我家里的一个下人。
So maybe I'll do that to help you along.
所以我就会这样子做，我来帮助你讲清楚一点。
And we all know that that mindset was always in his mind.
当然我们知道亚伯拉罕总是这样子想的，他的想法总是朝这个方向。
Because we know that in the next chapter, but Abraham was actually had a son with his servant Hagar.
因为我们知道在下一创世纪的下一章呢，亚伯拉罕跟他的使女夏甲生了一个儿子。
In a similar way, we also have a lot of doubts these days.
同样的，我们有的时候心里也充满了疑惑。
But do we realize that faith and doubt, they go together?
但我们知不知道信心和疑惑其实是相辅相成的？
Anything that requires faith means that there is room for doubts.
任何需要信心的事都有着疑惑的余地。
Where more faith is required, there may be more room for doubts.
哪里需要更多的信心，哪里就有更多的疑惑空间。
As believers in Christ, we have to live in this tension between faith and doubts.
身为基督徒，我们要必须活在这个信心和疑惑之间。
But nowadays, we don't know how to live in this tension.
但我们有的时候，我们常常不知道如何生活在这个张力之间。
And there's this word.Deconstruction that we talk about a lot these days.
现在有一个常常被用的一个词叫做解构，也就是分解结构的意思。
Now, the idea of deconstruction initially is naturally not a bad thing.
解构这个解构主义这个其实起源呢，它不是负面的。
It actually talks about because we are in a different time.So we may need to have a critical look at all the traditions and traditional modes of thoughts.
他的意思是说，因为我们生活的时间常常在转变，所以我们来我们如何看待传统和传统的思维那个想法呢？要有不同的用不同的方法来看待他们。
So how we can make changes to adapt to the new cultural context that we are in?
这样子我们才能够适应能够改变来适应四周的文化。
It was supposed to tackle our doubts by helping us to contextualize our faith in where we are.
那它的目的呢本来是是说能够面对我们的疑惑，然后在能够在现实里面了解更完全的了解和解释我们的信仰和信心。
It is supposed to refresh our perspective and help us to be open with putting our faith into facing challenging situations in the life that we live.
那它的目的也是要更新我们的视角，帮助我们以更开放的态度来面对生活，用信心来面对生活中的各种挑战。
But just like Abraham, we feel that we want to.Put God out of the picture when we deconstruct.
但就如亚伯拉罕一样，有的时候我们看这个状况的时候，我们就开始想要我们在分解这个结构，分解结构的时候呢，我们要把神撇出这个画面。
We want to find our own solution.
我们要自己找出解决的方法。
We think that God's word is no longer meaningful to us.
我们觉得神的话语已经对我们来说没有太大意义了。
And many times, because of that, we choose to leave our God, leave our faith totally.
因此呢，有的时候我们就会离开了我们的神，离开了我们的信仰。
It is a sad reality that we are facing now.
这是一个很悲哀的事实。
And we see that happening so much, especially among our young people.
我们可以在社会上常常见到这个现象，尤其是在年轻人里面。
Fear and doubt.
恐惧和疑惑。
Two things that we know that we are experiencing right now.
这两件事我们 这两样东西我们都知道，我们有这种体验。
So what did God do?
那神是怎么做的呢？
PowerPoint, okay, okay, okay. So let's read first four together.
我们一起来读第四节。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
So God told him that you can have a baby shower.
所以神跟他说，哦，你可以有 baby shower.
But you don't need a gender reveal party.
不过你就不需要要一个叫做性别揭晓 party.
Because you will be having a son.
因为你会有个儿子。
And just in case, he took Abraham out to ask Abraham to look at the sky.
他怕就怕亚伯拉罕还不相信，于是他就把他带到外面去看夜空。
Let's read verse 5.
我们一起读第五节。
And he brought him outside and said, Look towards heaven and number the stars. If you are able to number them, so shall your offspring be.
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
I guess nowadays when we look up the sky, we don't see that many stars.
现在我们晚上往天空往仰望夜空，我们并不一定看得到很多的星星。
There are many reasons.
有很多原因。
One of the reasons is because we have so much light around us that we don't see the stars in the sky.
原因之一是我们四周有很多的各种的光害，所以我们看不清楚星星。
So we don't see a picture like this that much anymore.
所以很难，我们很少有机会看到像图这张照片的星空。
And how many stars you see depending on how bright this room is right now, actually.
那我不晓得你们看得到多少星星，可是因为这也跟那个房间里有多亮有关系。
But think about it. For Abraham, every time he looked up to the sky,He was reminded of God's promise to him.
但是你可以想象，当亚伯拉罕每一次仰望天空的时候，他就会想起神对他的应许。
Isn't that a powerful picture?
这是一个很有力的画面。
But what does that mean to us?
那对我们来说这是什么意思呢？
Well, Paul talked about this in Romans chapter 4.
保罗在罗马书第四章有提到这一点。
In verse 11, he says, The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised.
做他未受割礼的时候，因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父。
So who is Abraham's offspring?
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔是谁呢？
It is the believers in Christ.
是所有信基督的人。
We are all his offsprings.
我们都是他的后裔。
So instead of looking in front of you at us right now, you should look around.
所以与其往前看，看着我们，你们应该四周看看彼此。
Look around.
彼此看看。
Everyone here is a reminder of God's promise to us.
在这里的每一个人都是神应许的对我们的提醒。
What's the theme of the church this year?
今年教会的主题是什么？
Part of it is about stirring up.
其中有一个包括激励彼此的，激励彼此。
And how do we stir up one another?
我们是怎么样彼此激励呢？
As we look at each other, we are reminded of God's faithfulness.
当我们看到彼此在这个教会里的时候，我们就被提醒神的信实。
As we look at each other, we are supposed to see that God is at work.
我们也在彼此的身上看到神的做工。
You may have doubts.
你也许会有心里有疑惑。
But seeing God's work in each other's life should help us to address our doubts.
但当我们看到神在彼此生命中的做工的时候， 我们应该这应该消除我们心中的疑惑。
Our testimony to each other should help us to see how real God is.
我们对彼此的见证应该帮助我们见到神的真实。
To see that He is always faithful.
让我们知道神总是信实的。
To see that He is actively at work in us.
知道神是一直是在我们心中做工。
And then we go to the first that Jiang Hua talked about earlier.
And then now we will look at the verse which Jiang Hua mentioned earlier.
Okay. And it says...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
刚才提到的。
Okay. Genesis 15:6, it says, And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
But it's kind of funny that right after that, what did Abraham say?
但很有趣的，就在这一个节之后，亚伯兰说些什么呢？
He said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it, the land?
他的回答是，主耶和华呀，我怎么知道必得这地为业呢？
He still had doubts.
他心里还是有疑惑。
He's like, okay, you show me the stars, okay, about my offspring.
他说 ，OK， 好，神，你给我看了天上的星空，让我了解我以后的后裔有多少。
But what about the land?
那个地呢
？How are you going to show that to me?
你怎么能让我心里确定会有这块地
？So at this point, God decided to double down on helping him to understand what that covenant means.
所以呢，神就决定更加来强调怎么让亚伯兰了解他是他的应许是什么意思。
What did God say to him?
神是怎么说的？
He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
他说，你为我取一只3年的母牛，一只3年的母山羊，一只3年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。
Being Chinese, you will think that, oh, a big banquet is happening.
身为中国人，我们在想是怎么要办酒席吗？
That's what it looks like.
这看起来好像是这样子。
But to the people at that time, they all knew what that meant.
但对当时的人呢来说，对当时的人来说，这个用意是非常明显的。
It was about executing a covenant.
这是准备要立一个盟约。
Today, we talk about the covenant by signing on a piece of paper.
在现代呢，我们要立一个约的时候，我们是在一个文件上面签名。
If you're more serious about it, you go and get it notarized.
如果你还要再认真一点，你就可以去把这个文件公证。
If you get even more serious, you get a lawyer to help you to write the agreement and sign it together.
如果你还要再认真一点，你就找一个律师，然后在事务所里面签名。
But at that time, agreement was executed by blood.
但当时盟约是怎么生效呢？是由血来执行的。
Let's take a look at Jeremiah 34, verse 18 and 19.
我们一起来看耶利米书34章18节。
There it says, And the men who transgressed my covenant and did not keep the terms of the covenant that they made before me, I will make them like the calf that they cut in two and pass between its parts. The officials of Judah, the officials of Jerusalem,the eunuchs, the priests, and all the people of the land who pass between the parts of the calf.
犹大的首领、耶路撒冷的首领、太监、祭司和国中的众民曾将牛犊劈开，分成两半，从其中经过，在我面前立约，后来又违背我的约，不遵行这约上的话。
It talks about if you do not followThe covenant, you would be like these animals.
这里基本上是讲到，如果你不遵守你所立的约，你就会像这些动物、这些牲畜一样。
A covenantal agreement was acted out ritually.
一个这个盟约的协议呢，是以很重以仪式来执行的。
Meaning that each party entering the covenant is supposed to walk down the path between the pieces of sacrifice animals.
也就是说，签约的各方都要沿着这个献品牲畜之间走过。
As they walk past these cut up pieces, they are to declare something.
他们一边在这个牲畜的两半中间行走，一般要宣告一些东西。
If they fail to keep this covenant, then they deserve the same fate as the animal.
如果他们不遵守这个盟约，那他们就应该受到和畜生一样的命运。
And that was exactly what happened in this story.
那在我们所看的故事里面，就是这样子发生的。
In Genesis 15:17, it says, "When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, 'To your offspring I give this land.'"
15:17就是这样说：日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉。并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：“我已赐给你的后裔。”
As a matter of fact, the Bible says made a covenant.
其实圣经上是说，立了约。
But the actual word is not made a covenant, it's to cut a covenant.
但在原文里的用字是说切一个约。
But did you notice something really strange in this covenant?
但你有没有注意到一个有一点奇怪的事？
There was only one party that walked past the animals.
在这个执行的时候，只有一方从动物之间走过。
We all know that fire, like the pillar of fire in the Exodus, represented God.
我们都知道这个火就像出埃及记里面记录的火柱一样，是代表了神。
So God signed this covenant, basically.
也就是说，神签署了这个契约，这个盟约。
But Abraham did not.
但亚伯拉罕并没有。
Now there are a few things that is hard to understand here.
这里面有几样事情比较难了解。
First, how could a God take the consequences of dying?
第一就是神是如何能够接受这个死亡的后果呢？
Because our God is the everlasting God.
因为我们的神是永生的神。
Tim Keller described the act of God in this passage this way.
一位牧师 Tim Keller 是这样子描述神的作为。
Immortality suffered mortality. Immutability suffered mutability. Infinitude suffered finitude. Impossible becomes possible.
他说，不朽遭遇了死亡，不变遭遇了可变，无限遭遇了有限，不可能变成了可能。
How could it be possible? A God that will not die would die.
这是怎么可能呢？一个不朽的神会死亡。
I think Abraham probably did not fully understand that at that time.
我想亚伯拉罕当时也许不一定能完全了解这个含义。
But we do.
但我们了解的。
God did die.
神是为我们，神确实是死了。
God sent Jesus.To come to this earth to die on the cross for our sins.
神派遣了耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Immortality suffered mortality.
不朽的遭遇到了死亡。
God wants us to know that no matter what, He would keep His promise.
神要我们了解，无论如何，他会遵守他的诺言。
Do not doubt.Do not fear.
不要疑惑，不要惧怕。
And also, God knew that we have no ability to fulfill the requirements of the covenant.
同时神也知道我们其实并没有实现这个诺言的能力。
So, by walking down that path by himself only,
所以就因着他一个人他自己单方的走过这个切了一半的牲畜。
God is telling us that even if you fail, I will make this promise come true.
他是神是要跟我们说，就算我们失败，就算我们辜负他，他也会让这个诺言成真。
God would take up the responsibility even when we cannot take on the responsibility.
就算我们不能负我们的责任，做我们的这一份，神也会负全责，做他的那一份。
So whatever doubts that you have, whatever fear that you have, God wants you to know that He has them covered.
所以无论我们有怎样的疑惑，怎样的恐惧，神说不用担心。
God would make sure that He would do everything possible to make sure that the covenant is fulfilled.
他会尽神会尽他的所能把让这个承诺能够成真。
And we saw in the history of the Israelites that they could not fulfill what they were supposed to do, their parts in the covenant.
我们也从以色列人的历史看到他们做不到他们的诺不能达到他们的诺言。
God would do what it takes to cover our inability.
神会做他任何所有他需要做的来让这个成真。
God will always do his part even if we do not do our part.
就算我们做不到我们这一份，神会做到他的那一份。
So, let us remember that this is what God promised to us.
所以让我们一起牢记，这是神对我们的应许。
And not only that, this is what God demonstrated to us by sending his son.To die on the cross.
不单如此，也让我们也记得，这神当神送他的派他的儿子在十字架上为我们而死的时候，他就是要表明这一切。
That made a big impact on Abraham's life.
神所做的事在亚伯拉罕上有很大的影响。
He still had his moments of weakness and failure.
他虽然说他在生活上还是有软弱的地方，还是有失败的地方。
But ultimately, he became a man of faith.
但最终他成为一个信心的人，有信心的人。
And I think that the reason why he was willing to offer his son Isaac to God as a sacrifice is because of this experience.
我们也可以明白他后来愿意把他的儿子放在祭坛上，也是在跟这个经验有很大的关系。
That he knew that somehow God would fulfill his promise.
因为他知道神会让他的应许成真。
Somehow God would have his plan to prepare to protect Isaac.
神会有他的计划来保护以撒。
We all say that hindsight is 20/20.
我们都知道放马后炮是很容易的事。
It's easy for us to say that, well, if I had known this, this is what I would have done.
我们很容易说哦，早知道是这样子的话，我那时候就会这样那样子做了。
The reason of that is because we are limited by what we can see in the future.
这原因是其实我们都受到我们都受到时间的限制。
And we are still limited right now.
我们现在也是受到限制。
But God's promise does give us a glimpse into the future.
但神的应许能够让我们瞥见未来。
A future of Christ's return.
是什么样的未来呢？是基督再来的未来。
A future of us being united with Christ eternally.
是我们能跟神永远和好的未来。
We are no longer limited.By time.
我们不再受到时间的控制。
We have enough glimpse of the future that should change the way that we live.
我们已经看到足够的未来， 而已让我们改变我们现在的生活。
Change the life that we live.
改变我们的生活方式。
And I think that this is what the theme of holding fast means.
那我想这也就是教会主题持定盼望的意思。
That we are holding fast to this future that God has promised us.
我们要持定这个神所应许的未来。
I think last year I shared with you that when I went back to Hong Kong, I went to visit a prison.
去年我跟你们分享，我回到我去回香港的时候，我去探访一个监狱。
I went back again late last year, and I went to the visit the prison again.
那我去年年底回香港，又探访了这监狱一次。
And this time we asked the prisoner to share about what they were thankful for.
这次探访的时候，我们问在席的一些囚犯，他们最感谢的事情是什么
？To our surprise, one of the inmates who was only 24 years old said that I am thankful that I am in prison.
很令我们惊讶的是，一位24岁的囚犯，他说：“我很感谢我现在人在坐牢。”
He went on to explain.
他就解释为什么他因此感谢。
And he said that I was walking on the wrong path in life.
他说我之前所走的人生道路是错的。
Since he got into the prison, he started studying.
自从他进入监牢之后呢，他就开始读书。
He received his high school diploma there.
他在牢里得到了高中文凭。
And he also enrolled himself to take Bible classes.
同时他也报名了圣经的课程。
But one of the things that he realized that's most important to him is that he experienced the love of his family.
但他说他所学到最重要的事情之一是他体验到他家人对他的爱。
When he got into the prison, he was filled with fear and doubts.
当他刚入狱的时候，他是满心的恐惧，满心的疑虑。
He was in fear of his future.
他为自己的未来感到恐惧。
He had doubts about whether his family would ever speak to him again.
他也怀疑他的家人会不会愿不愿意再跟他说话。
He had two younger brothers that he loved dearly.
他有两个弟弟，他很爱这两个弟弟。
And he wanted to share with them that don't follow my footsteps.
他想要跟他们分享说不要跟着我走错的路。
But he was afraid that he would never see them again.
但他害怕再也不会见到他们。
But to his surprise, despite how much he had hurt his parents, they took turns to visit them regularly.
但让他惊讶的就是尽管他伤害了他的父母，但他父母仍然轮流常常的去探望他。
They encourage him to pick up the pieces and encourage him and let him know that we will be here for you when you come out in a few years.
他的父母鼓励他，让他叫他振作起来，而且答应他说，你出狱的时候，我们还会在这里支持你。
Not only that, his two younger brothers were there to visit him regularly.
他的两个弟弟也常常去看他。
Showing him their support.
支持他。
And making him feel comfortable to share with them his own experience.
让他能够跟他两个弟弟分享自己所学到的教训。
It's always hard to someone that is in prison to enter back into the real world.
我们都知道受刑人出狱之后重返社会是一个很大的挑战。
Yet, somehow to him, the love of his family has helped him to remove his fear.And his doubts.
但对于这一位受刑人来说，他的家人对他的爱，能够让他撇开了他的恐惧和他的疑惑。
This is actually a good reflection of who we are.
这也就反映了我们的处境。
On our own, our life is filled with fear and with doubts.
如果只靠自己，我们的生活会充满了恐惧和疑惑。
But God wants us to know that He takes His agreement, His covenant with us seriously.
但是神要我们明白，他 他跟我们的立的盟约，他是非常认真的对待的。
He knows our fears and our doubts.
他了解我们的恐惧和疑惑。
He has prepared everyone here for us to testify to each other to help us to see how true he is.
但他准备了我们能够彼此见证，让我们了解他是多么真实。
But not only that, God wants us to know that he will keep his commitment to us under all circumstances.
同时他也要我们记得，无论如何，神会实现他的应许。
And that is how we are to live our life, so that we no longer dwell in our fear and our doubts.
所以我们也要借着他的应许，他的承诺来生活，这样我们不会生活在恐惧和疑惑之中。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord.
我们亲爱的天父。
We give thanks for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
We give thanks for you sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins.
我们感谢你派了你的儿子为了我们的罪而死。
May we acknowledge our inadequacy.
让我们承认我们自己的不足。
But we trust that your grace is more than sufficient for us.
同时也相信你的恩典是足够的。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.